In the short term, it's pretty comfortable conditions, especially warm region-wide on Wednesday. But things start to break down and some spring showers and mountain snow start to move in by Thursday. How about meteorologist Ed McIntosh with a regional look at what's happening with your weather across Montana, northern Wyoming, and the western Dakotas. Today, we'll look for temperatures to be mainly 50s, 60s all across the region. A lot less wind than yesterday, especially in eastern Montana towards the Dakotas. And sunshine just basically with a few high clouds. Also, the full pink moon happens tonight, so enjoy a beautiful full moon into the evening and overnight. We'll be watching for temperatures to warm up tomorrow as the high pressure ridge peaks in most of the region. Then clouds move in from the west and we'll start to see more widespread showers as we start heading into the weekend. Thursday, that could mean some wind, especially down the east slopes of the Rockies. A lot of the precipitation is favoring western and southern Montana into Wyoming.
Ask any traveler, there's no other place in the world like the O'Hare Motor Inn. If your journeys take you to Charlie Russell country, stay where we do, right in downtown Great Falls. The modern western hospitality of one of Montana's most famous motels, great food at Clark and Louie's Pub and Grill, and the legendary Sip and Dip Lounge. The O'Hare's unique Sip and Dip Tiki Lounge features a glass wall between the bar and the swimming pool so you can watch the mermaids swim while you sip your beverage. You've got to see it to believe it. The one-of-a-kind O'Hare Motor Inn in Great Falls.
What's more dangerous than trying to move a 1,400-pound cow? Not much. In fact, every job in ag work is risky, and that makes ag safety essential. Things like handling chemicals properly, working with livestock, ATV and equipment safety. It's all at safemt.com. Start with our farm assessment, then use our downloads to learn how to work safely and get home to the people you really work for. Ag safety from Montana State Fund at safemt.com.
A high-pressure ridge bringing warming conditions today and tomorrow into western Montana. Tomorrow, we'll pick up a few clouds. Winds generally light, especially compared to what we've been experiencing lately. Winds also ease up in north-central Montana today and most of tomorrow, and we'll look for showers to start to move in late tomorrow. Thus, cooler air will start to move back into the region on Thursday, so very warm readings, especially for tomorrow, with a chance of showers for Wednesday and Thursday. Northeastern Montana into North Dakota, high pressure today will bring a clear sky, a light wind, and temperatures into the 50s to low 60s. A cold front moves through on Thursday. And for southern Montana and northern Wyoming into the western Dakotas, the next 2 days will be dry, lighter winds. Temperatures will be around seasonal averages today in the 50s and 60s, but 60s and 70s in much of the region for tomorrow before the next weather system starts to move in late Thursday. I'm meteorologist Ed McIntosh with your regional update.